This is an interview with Sister Mary Alice Coble for the Youngstown State University Oral History Project on the Ursuline Sisters by Donna DeBlasio on May the 14th, 1975 at 3:20 p.m. at St. Luke's School. Sister, could you tell us a little bit about your family background and your educational background?
Yes, I am one of four children, and I'm the oldest of four children. And my sister just got married a month ago. My brother is doing graduate work at the University of Michigan. And my other brother is a sophomore at the Ohio University in pre-med. And I went to grade school in Youngstown at St. Peter and Paul, which has since closed. And then I went to high school at Ursuline High School and got my degree in education from Youngstown University in 1970, I think.
What influenced your decision to enter religious life?
Well, I don't know if I could really pinpoint one incident. I really had thought about being a nun when I was younger, but I sort of always put it out of my mind. And then when I really didn't decide till I was a junior or senior in high school. And I guess from the contact that I had with the nuns at Ursuline, that sort of gave me some ideas about becoming a nun. Plus the fact that my aunt is also a nun, and she's an Ursuline sister too, and she taught at Ursuline, and I used to see her, and she used to talk about the sisters. And
why did you join the Ursuline?
Probably because I had them for 12 years in school, and I really never knew any other order.
Could you describe a typical day when you first entered the order?
When I first entered the order, the nuns or the convent was just beginning to change. And so we're called postulants when we first enter. And really, our postulant year, which started like in September, I entered the September after I graduated from high school. So it started from September to the following August. It was a normal routine of getting up in the morning with all the other nuns in the house. I lived out at the mother house in Canfield. And we would go to prayers and attend mass every morning. And then we usually had a few little chores to do around the house, you know, dusting or mopping or dishes and something like that. And then we had a full college schedule the first year. We took like 16 or 18 hours a quarter. And the teachers came out to the convent to teach, too. We didn't go down to the university. It wasn't until, I think, when Youngstown University became a state university, then the sisters started to go down to the university for classes. But for 3 years, when I was in the novitiate, the next 2 years are called novitiate, and that's when we had a white veil. And we didn't have as heavy a college load, but we still were going to college, and we had more emphasis on prayer and the spiritual formation and the history of our Ursuline order and our founder, St. Angela. And then after classes were over, which was usually about 6, we had dinner. And after dinner, we had recreation for about an hour and a half. And then after that, it was study until we went to bed. Probably the same kind of schedule that a college student would have now.
How would you say this has changed since you've been in the order?
Well, for one thing, we don't have a large novitiate anymore like we had when I entered. There were 47 in the novitiate then, and now we have four or five girls, and they aren't living at the mother house. They're living on a mission with our professed sisters who are teaching at several different schools, and so they have more contact with the sisters who are actually engaged in the apostolate, and they aren't together so much. When we entered, the novitiate was like a separate community, and all our activities took place just with the nuns and the postulants who were in the novitiate in training. But now the girls that are in training have more free contact with the professed sisters.
What have your duties been in the order?
Since I made first vows, I have been a teacher, and I've taught for 7 years, and I enjoy it very much. And I've had a variety of grades, too. I've taught all three levels, primary, intermediate, and junior high. And if I really had to choose which area I like best, I don't think I could do it because I like teaching children in general.
Could you describe a typical day as a teacher for yourself?
All right. As a teacher, I'm living at the Mother House this year, so we get up and pray together with the community. And then we arrive at school at 8 o'clock. And then from 8 o'clock till 12:15, it's teaching math and religion and reading and having a little milk break. In the afternoon, from 1 o'clock to 2:45 is, you know, afternoon subjects, English and science. And it's regular teaching routine. And then after school, we have time to correct papers and do lesson plans. We go home and eat dinner. And after supper, it's budgeting your own time. If you want to do lesson plans or watch television or go out for a walk or ride the bike or whatever you want to do.
Could you perhaps describe special occasions and how they are celebrated among the sisters?
Now or when I first entered?
Both.
Both. There has been a little change in the way holidays or special occasions are celebrated. When I first entered, we were not permitted to visit our families anytime we wanted. And so big holidays were spent in the convent with the sisters, and our families had to make the trip to the Mother House or to the convent where we were living and visit us there. But now, we have the freedom to spend part of the day with our sisters in the community, or we can go home and celebrate the day with our family too. So going home and celebrating with your family, I don't think would be much of a problem because everyone would seem to understand, you know, what you would do at home on Christmas Day or Easter or 4th of July, have a picnic or whatever. But in the convent, celebrating would be, our days always start with liturgy, and on these special days, the Mass is a special Mass too, you know, and they have a theme for the readings, and everybody just seems to participate and put a lot more into the Mass. And then the rest of the day is visiting. We have sisters in the infirmary, and usually on holidays, everyone makes a special effort to go up and visit them, although we do go up during the week, too, on other days. And we have a special meal, maybe special recreations, like on the 4th of July, I know they have occasionally, like some years, not every year, it's not a standard tradition, but somebody might decide to plan a couple games, and we would play games out in the yard. One thing that sticks in my mind right now is Halloween. We always have a masquerade just at home at the convent, and the nuns find costumes from anywhere, and it's really hard to recognize some of them, too. You just wonder where they could get these costumes from, but that's always a lot of fun, too.
What do you remember about Ursuline High School when you went there?
I remember having a lot of fun. And I was active in high school. I remember the nuns especially because I had a lot of nuns for teachers. Every year I had two or three nuns, which is unusual now, I think, because there aren't that many nuns teaching. Or I shouldn't say that. There are more students, so the ratio of nuns to students isn't as great. I remember the social occasions at Ursuline, dances and parties for special classes. I remember assemblies and the regular routine of the day. I really enjoyed my 4 years at Ursuline. there was always something going on, and I lived close enough to school too, so that if I had to walk after school, you know, it was no problem.
What teachers do you remember as being particularly influential for you or particularly memorable? You were at Ursuline.
As a teacher, one I could remember, she was a nun too. I had her for math my freshman year and senior year. And I don't know, it seems that when I had her my freshman year, I I really enjoyed her, but I enjoy math, too. That's part of it. And I enjoyed the challenge. And then my sophomore and junior year, I had two different teachers, but I sort of remembered what this one teacher used to tell us and how she used to make math really interesting. And then my senior year, I finished my career at Ursuline with her, too. And I just seemed like I just got a real motivation from her, even to want to be a teacher and to want to teach like she did. Like, her method of teaching was, I think, discovery. And that's what I really appreciated. She really made you think, and she didn't spoon feed it to you like, you know, a lot of teachers seem to do. I know when I taught eighth grade math, I used the same exact techniques that she did, and I think my kids really enjoyed it too, the way I taught.
When you graduated, what kind of feelings did you have about leaving Ursuline?
My feelings were a little mixed, because when I graduated, and I knew I was going to enter the convent, and I knew that I wanted to be a teacher since I was entering the Ursuline order, and we are primarily a teaching order. And I thought, well, someday I might be back here teaching these kids. Well, so I really left with the feeling like I'll leave for a while, but maybe in 5 or 10 years I might be back. Since then, however, I've changed my mind about teaching high school, and I like the little kids. I just enjoy working with them. Whenever I go down to Ursuline High School or to the convent down there, it just seems like it's automatic. The feelings come back to me of things that I did and things that I remember happening and the friends I made. And I still keep in contact with a lot of them, too. And since I'm closer to the situation, a lot of my friends have moved out of the area. And whenever we correspond, every once in a while they'll ask how's Sister So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so. And I feel like I have a close contact with them, too. Plus, my aunt is still teaching there, so I do feel I have some communication with her.
What unique things do you remember about any of the convents that you've lived in?
The ones that I've lived in, that's been three. I remember the Mother House the most, I think, because I spent my first 3 years there, and now these last 2 years I've lived there. And it was a new building when we first entered, and it was exploring all the little nooks and crannies and cupboards. And I just remember the bigness of it and the halls, and it was just like a big school. That's what I remember about the Mother House the most, I think. And I lived at St. Nicholas, and I remember the physical arrangements of that convent, because it's very conducive to study and prayer and recreation, too. And St. Rose was a unique experience, too, because it's on top of a school. And so whenever you went home, you had to walk through the empty halls of the school, and sometimes it made you glad that you didn't have to go to school that day. And other times, like in the summer when the halls are just empty, and you just think, oh, the kids should be filling these halls. And you miss the kids then.
What sisters stand out in your memories and why, since you've been in the Ursuline order?
What sisters? Oh, that's really... I think since I've been in, the sister that was in charge of us when we first entered, her name was Sister Mary Alice, too, but they call her senior. I'm junior. She just was a beautiful person in forming us and training us and trying to instill in us the qualities of an Ursuline sister, and I really appreciate everything she did. And then I remember some of the old sisters that were, to me, even now when I think of them, some of them have since died, but they just used to seem so old to me. And they were always around and telling jokes and just always around the novices and postulants, and they really liked us. They were like grandmothers to us. And sneaking us candy and things like that, you know. just those simple little things. Then I remember the principals of the schools where I taught, because I think I have a yearning to be a principal someday, and the principals of the schools where I've taught, that's three schools and three different principals, I've learned a lot from them as far as leadership qualities, and some of them have been good things and some of them have been things, you know, that I should avoid if I am ever made a principal or appointed a principal in a school. And then I think another person I really admire is the superior of our order. There have been two since I've been in the convent, and Mother Edna Marie was superior for, I guess, 5 years. And and now Sister Mary, and I just think that the responsibility that those women carry is just tremendous, and I admire their strength and courage and everything else they do.
What sisters stand out in what years of your own religious life stand out and why?
I think the years that I've been teaching, every year has just been a different experience. And even every day, like you meet these kids in the classroom right here, and I have 39 desks in front of me, and every one of these children is just unique. And to meet each one of them every day and to make some of them smile and make them happy or tell them that they read a page so nicely, I think these are the things that really make my day. And if I didn't have the kids in front of me, and if every day I had to do something where I couldn't meet people, I just can't imagine how my life could be interesting.
What changes have you noted from when you first entered the order to now?
Changes in our community?
Yes.
I think the biggest change I've noticed is more an emphasis on personal responsibility. Up until a few years ago, everything that we did was written down or dictated to us, and we had to do it this way and we had to do it that way, and there was a conformity with all the sisters in the community. And now there's more an opportunity for personal decision making and just an opportunity to grow yourself and to come to a realization of why you're in the convent and what you want to do and what your idea of religious life is and how you're going to live it the best way that you can. And I think it's quality, you know, that I think the sisters that we have in our community now are really, really interested in the work of spreading God's kingdom, no matter what their job is. See, now, before, too, we all used to be teachers, and everybody, when you entered, you knew you were going to be put out in a school in 3 years or 4 years, and you'd be teaching. And now, many of the sisters who have been teaching for a while are getting into different apostolates, which is good, too, because they have given many good and fruitful and profitable years of teaching, and now their interests are changing to serve God's kingdom and serve the people in different ways. And I think that's good too, because to me it seems like if you're in a situation and your heart's not there and you really aren't interested in what you're doing, I don't think you do a good job in what you're doing. I think you really have to want to do it and be fully committed to it to do a good job.
Why do you think it's difficult to get modern women to enter religious life?
With all the changes that have come about, I just think, I don't think just for girls entering the convent, but I think for young people making any decision, I think it's just a really hard time to make a decision. Like, things change so rapidly, even from year to year. And for some girls and anybody really, to say that for the rest of my life I'm going to be doing this, I think it's just something that seems they're just unable to do it. I've often thought of that too, you know, because when I entered there were 21 girls that came with me, that entered with me, they were in my class. Things didn't seem to change that fast. class. Now, since then, many of them have gone. You know, they have realized that this just isn't the kind of life for them to live. But I don't know why it's hard for girls to come or to make that commitment. Like, we have some now that are studying and living with us and finding out what it's like. And God knows if they'll enter, you know, and become sisters. But I just think there's so many changes, and you just have to make that commitment for yourself and know what you want to give and what you hope to receive from the community, and then they just have to work together.
What do you think is the future direction of the Earth, One Order?
Oh, I think it's our main direction is service to God's people. And like I just said earlier, this used to be done solely through teaching, but now our idea of service is changing. And I think we're going to be serving in more capacities than just teaching. Because I think teaching is very important, and I personally enjoy it, and right now I can't think of any other job that I would like to do and be happy and satisfied in, but I just think we have a more broad view of where God's people need us, and we're answering that call too.
Do you have any other comments to make?
No, I can't think of any. I enjoy the interview.
Thank you for doing the interview.
You're welcome.